Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that blessed, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And the Lord Jesus was talking about faith in him, believing in his death, his burial, and his glorious resurrection. That's the gospel, beloved. That's the good news. Well, we're talking about our being certain that we have eternal life, and that it is eternal. It's called eternal security, that we're safe and secure in Christ once we've received him as Savior. Last time we left off with 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you, John tells us, that believeth, you that believeth on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. You see, beloved, you better know now. I had an uncle that once used to pray, and someday in heaven save us. Beloved, we better get saved, because we're not going to heaven if we don't know Jesus when we die. We need to know, and we can know, here and now, that we have eternal life, and that we are a child of God. And it's the Word of God. This is another proof we've discussed previously about the witness of the Holy Spirit. Here's another proof. We can know if we've obeyed and done what the Word of God said to do, believed in and received the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Now, let's consider another reference here concerning our eternal security. If you'll just go a few more pages over to the little book of Jude, Jude chapter 1, and of course it's only one chapter, and verse 24. Now unto him, speaking of the Lord God, who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Now and forever, beloved, we have eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's able to keep us from losing our salvation. He's able to keep us from falling from salvation and eternal life. Now, there are people, and you recall the parables that Jesus told about the different kind of seed that was sown, that is, the different types of ground that the seed fell upon. And some of it seemed to take root, and it sprung up. But when persecution and trial came, it fell by the, that is, it died. It didn't last. It withered away, because that was not genuinely born again. Only the seed that fell on good ground was the seed that produced. And so, beloved, is your heart the good ground? Have you truly been born again? Or are you one of those who made a profession and it didn't mean anything, and so you thought, well, there's nothing to this, and you've gone on your way, and you're headed toward a real, literal, eternal separation from God. You better be sure that you know Jesus as your Savior. It's important, and we can know, because God's Word tells us, He that hath the Son hath life. And once we have the Lord Jesus as our Savior, He'll keep us from falling. He'll keep us from turning away. He'll keep us from no longer walking with Him. If we're truly His child, because whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receives, we're told in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, I believe it is. And so, beloved, we can be certain of our salvation. Now, look with me again. Eternal life was promised by God before the world began. Did you know that? That's right. Before the world began, God promised eternal life. Notice Titus chapter 1 and verse 2. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2. Let's read verse 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and according the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Did you notice that? Let me read it again. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Notice that, beloved. Isn't that a wonderful fact, that God promised eternal life before the world even began? This was in God's plan to make eternal life available to mankind even before the world began. What a wonderful, amazing truth. Again, in 1 John chapter 2, let's go to 1 John again, chapter 2, and verse 24 and 25. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. From the beginning, looking back to the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life. Yes, beloved, eternal life. Life that is eternal. Life that will never end. That's the kind of life that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal life that was promised before the world began. What an amazing and wonderful fact and truth. And so, Jesus is life eternal. That's why the Scripture says, He that hath the Son hath life. Because that's who Jesus is, beloved. Jesus is eternal life. You remember John 14 and verse 6. Jesus, speaking to Thomas, saith, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the way to God the Father. Jesus is the truth about Himself and God the Father. Jesus is the life. There's no life without Jesus Christ. He's life eternal. Now let's see what the Scripture says about this. Look with me, if you would, to 1 John chapter 1. Verse 1 and 2. And oh, I love the writings of John. He has so much wonderful truth. I delight in reading his writings. Here in John chapter 1, 1 John, that is, 1 John chapter 1, that which was from the beginning, here again, which we have heard, which we have seen, which our eyes, with which with our eyes which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. You'll notice the word is capitalized because he's speaking about Jesus Christ. You remember over in John chapter 1, and again, this is the writing of John, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. He says, in the beginning was the Word, capital W-O-R-D, and the Word was with God, capital W-O-R-D, and the Word was God, capital W-O-R-D. So the Word is God, the Word was in the beginning with God, and the Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And so this one called the Word, all things were made by Him. Now, who is this one that's called the Word? Well, verse 14 says, and the Word became manifest, or was made known. Let me just get over there and read it for myself here and for you. John chapter 1, the Word became flesh, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now, John said this one, the Word, was made flesh. That is, he was incarnated. He was placed into human form, was made flesh. He dwelt among us. And we, John's including himself, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, God's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. Now this one called the Word was full of grace and truth. So who is this one? Well, notice verse 17. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And now we see the connection. The Word is another name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And the Word was full of grace and truth, we read there in verse 14. So we see the one that John's speaking about here in 1 John chapter 1 is the Word of life. He's talking about Jesus, and we have to go. Till next time, goodbye.